From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. House Speaker Puan Maharani urged people to implement health protocols. Lower deficit to give government space to support recovery. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. When Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives DPR RI Puan Maharani has urged the people to always implement health protocols, particularly while in open public spaces, to anticipate the recent COVID-19 cases surge. The Speaker also urged residents on Sunday to remain vigilant against COVID-19 while reminding residents that COVID-19 still exists. Earlier coordinator of expert team and government spokesperson for COVID-19 handling, Wiku Adhisa Smito, in a virtual press conference on Friday informed that Indonesia has experienced a 620% spike in positive COVID-19 cases. The spokesperson advised vigilance as the holiday period for school students is currently on, which tends to increase people's movement to tourist attraction. The Finance Ministry is confident that the state budget deficit will drop below 4% of gross domestic products or GDP this year, pointing to a faster-than-planned fiscal consolidation despite increased spending to shield Indonesians from surging global energy prices. After a second downward revision, the ministry now expects the difference between state revenue and spending to reach just 3.92% of GDP. The latest figure allows the government to cut bond issuance to around 750 trillion rupiah, or around $50 billion, a fifth of the amount stated in the initial budget plan for this year. Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto urged Indonesia's university to pay more attention to the revolution of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM, to enable them to produce more quality STEM graduates. Indonesia remains left behind in the number of STEM graduates compared to that of China and the USA, he told participants of the Association of Indonesia's Private Universities, APTC, meeting in Bali on Saturday. In response to the Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto's remarks, APTC Chairman M. Budi Jatmiko said many sectors attending the meeting appreciated the minister's insightful thoughts of solving the nation's problems. The meeting was participated in by members of the APTC's Central Board, as well as rectors and students representative of various privately owned universities from all over Indonesia. Let's move on to the international news. Three people were killed and several more were wounded in a shooting at the shopping center in Copenhagen on Sunday, Danish police said, adding they had arrested a 22-year-old Danish man and charged him with manslaughter. Copenhagen police said armed officers were sent to Fields Mall in the capital late on Sunday afternoon after reports of a shooting and had told people inside to stay put and await assistance. Local media footage showed groups of terrified shoppers running from the mall. Macau kicked off a new round of citywide COVID-19 testing on Monday for its more than 600,000 residents as officials race to contain a spiraling number of cases in the worst outbreak to hit the world's biggest gambling hub since the pandemic began. Coronavirus testing for all residents will take place 3 times this week across the city, with people also required to take rapid antigen tests in between. Parts of a mountain glacier's collapse in the Italian Alps on Sunday amid record temperatures, local authorities said, killing at least 6 people and injuring 8. The Trento provincial government said rescue operations were in progress after a large ice avalanche involving hikers, adding that there was likely to be a heavy toll. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Satu-satunya upayaku untuk hidup baru. Tinggalkan semua gelapnya hidupku.
We begin today in history with the event on July 4, 1911, when hot weather hit US, hundreds die. A heat wave hit New York, Philadelphia, and several other areas in the United States on July 4, 1911. The air temperature in the United States reached 106 degrees Fahrenheit, or the equivalent of 42 degrees Celsius. Around 380 persons died due to the heat wave. We move to the event on July 4, 1927 about establishment of the Indonesian National Union. The Indonesian National Union was officially established in Bandung, West Java on July 4, 1927 by national figures such as Dr. Cipto Mangunkusumo, Sartono, Iska Chokro Hadisuryo, and Sunario. In addition, students who were members of the Algemene Studi Club chaired by Soekarno also joined with this union. In May 1928, the Indonesian National Union further emphasized its political struggle by changing its name to the Indonesian National Party. The founding of the Indonesian National Party can be considered as one of the important milestones in the history of Indonesia. Recognized or not, the PNI became one of the most influential parties in political history in Indonesia. The party began to waver in its leadership when Soekarno, Gatot Mangkoepradjo, and Maskun Sumadiraja were arrested at the end of 1929 and the early 1930s. Sartono's leadership failed to stabilize the party, and eventually the party was dissolved in 1931. We end enter today in history with the event on July 4, 1946, when the Philippines in independence from the United States. The first Europeans to come to the Philippines Islands were a group of Spanish sailors under Ferdinand Magellan in 1521. Since then, the Philippines was made a Spanish colony until 3 centuries later. The increasing resistance of the Filipino people made Spain's power weaker. And at the same time, Spain also lost the war to the United States. The Filipino people then continued the struggle to expel the United States troops from their homeland. Finally, on July 4, 1946, the Filipinos succeeded in achieving their independence. That's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。Evite
la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesian today is on Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates signed cooperation on the development of the defense industry. The Indonesian government through the Indonesian Ministry of Defense, Prabowo Subianto, and the Minister of Defense of the United Arab Emirates, Mohammed Ahmed Al-Bowardi, signs a cooperation protocol for the development of the defense industry at the Ministry of Defense of the United Arab Emirates in Abu Dhabi last Thursday, 30 June. Indonesia Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto, in his written statement in Jakarta, Thursday said cooperation in the defense sector is very important for the two countries, especially for the development of the defense industry in the future. This protocol aims to provide a way forward to advance and develop bilateral cooperation in the field of defense industry between the two parties, as well as planning and development of mutually beneficial industrial capabilities. In the protocol, there are several scopes, including formulating a strategy to improve the alignment of the strategic planning of the defense industry of the two countries. In addition, formulating policies to enable joint research and development, joint production, international marketing, national offset program, technology, permits, provision of international talents, and investment in human resources. The two ministers of defense on the occasion also witnessed the sign of a collaboration between Indonesia defense industry and the United Arab Emirates government and private sector. Previously, Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates has entered into a cooperation agreement in the defense sector, which was signed on February 24, 2020 in Abu Dhabi. The agreement included visits between armed force officials at various levels, information exchange, science and technology cooperation in the defense industry, capacity building, human resources development, and other mutually agreed fields. As the implementation of the agreement, a joint defense cooperation plan meeting was held in December 2021 as a first step to discuss potential defense cooperation between Indonesia and United Arab Emirates. That was My Indonesia Today.
Waktu udah terhapus suasana, kau takut di sana nanti kau tak temukan warnamu. Janganlah menyerah, no, janganlah menyerah, no. Masa depan tak sanggup memperjuangkan, janganlah menyerah, no, janganlah menyerah. Tanpa dirimu ku takkan di sini menghidupkan rasa yang mati.
untuk lewati dan kita melangkah lagi. Di saat kita bersama, lalu semua rintangan dunia rasa
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hi VOI listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today we take you to North Konawe, one of districts in Southeast Sulawesi. North Konawe is blessed with many natural, cultural, and marine tourism that is well known to tourists. For example, Labengki Island, which is claimed to be a miniature of Raja Ampat, it's one of the popular tourist attractions in this area. In addition, this area also has three favorite tourism destinations consisting of Wawolesea Hot Springs, Taipa Beach, and Labengki Tours called Diamond Triangle Tour. Today's edition presents you one of the Diamond Triangle Tours, namely Wawolesea Hot Spring. Wawolesea Hot Springs is located in Lasolo District, North Konawe Regency, and the baths, better known as Wales, is very easy to reach. From Kendari City, the capital of Southeast Sulawesi Province, the distance to the bathing location is about 80 kilometers and 20 kilometers from Wanggudu District, the capital of North Konawe Regency. From Kendari, this tourism attraction can be reached for approximately 2 hours using land transportation. This hot spring is located in the limestone mountains with hundreds of hot springs that do not stop releasing hot water from the bowels of the earth. The entire tourism area is chalk white with very clear water and surrounded by pine vegetation. If you are lucky, you can meet monkeys, deer, and birds that roam the forest. You can choose your own hot water content according to your wishes. Not only bathing, you can also get benefits from this bath, because according to local people's beliefs, this bathing water can cure various diseases due to its high sulfur content. In the eastern part of the bath, you can find a rock resembling the back of an overturned boat. According to local folklore, the stone is associated with the history of the Wawolesea Kingdom. The myth is that the king of Wawolesea who was known to be brave and respected, married his own son so that he was cursed to become a stone in the shape of a boat. From the top of this rock, you can see the open sea, where you can see Labengki Island and Bahulu Island. Dewa Wolosea Hot Spring tourism attraction is also equipped with various facilities, such as bathrooms, platforms for resting areas, restaurants, and parking lots. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about buying medicine at the pharmacy, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Apakah ada obat sakit perut? Apakah ada obat sakit perut? Which means, is there any stomach pain medication? This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a clerk. Dev asks the pharmacy clerk if stomach pain medication is available. Let's listen to the conversation.
Apakah ada obat sakit perut?
Ya, ada. Obat cair atau tablet?
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Apakah, apakah, which means is. Ada, ada, which means there. Obat sakit perut, which means stomach pain medication. Apakah ada obat sakit perut? Apakah ada obat sakit perut? Which means, is there any stomach pain medication? In the conversation, you hear the question, apakah ada obat sakit perut? Apakah ada obat sakit perut? Which means, is there any stomach pain medication? In the question, there is a phrase, apakah ada, which means, is there, which is used to ask for the availability of something or the presence of someone or something. The question is about the availability of medicine at the pharmacy. To ask the availability of something, you can use the phrase apakah ada, which means is there, followed by the thing you ask for. For example, obat sakit perut, which means stomach pain medication. Besides the expression apakah ada, which means is there, you can use the word ada, ada, which means any, followed by the thing you ask for. Let's listen to the other examples of asking for the availability of something. Ada, ada, which means any. Ada obat sakit kepala, which means any headache medicine. Ada obat flu, which means any flu medicine. To state a pain feeling, you can use the word sakit, sakit, which means sick, followed by the sick body parts. For example, sakit gigi, which means toothache, sakit mata, which means sore eyes, and sakit tenggorokan, which means sore throat. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Apakah ada obat sakit perut?
Ya, ada. Obat cair atau tablet?
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yoshi te COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, VOI listener. In today's edition of Music Corner, I present you a keroncong song entitled Tersenyum by Toto Salmon. The song tells about the fertile land of Indonesia and its people who are just, prosperous, safe, and at peace forever. The song, which was composed by Gesang, also contains an expression of how proud he is as a citizen who lives and breathes in Indonesia because of its abundant wealth. This song can also represent the feelings of immigrants abroad as a reflection to recall their beloved homeland, Indonesia. Well, listener, here is Toto Salmon with the keroncong song entitled Tersenyum. Happy listening!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Rasakan getaran yang kerap goyahkan rasa serasa ada sentuhan baru sinari hari-hariku pertama diriku pun tergoda hilangnya matamu runtuhkan angkunya dinding hati goyahkan batas sepiku dinginku.
It is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.